evening, everyone.
Good evening.
We'd like to welcome you on behalf of our little church and welcome everyone this evening to a night of heartfelt music, love, and joy. As the Advent candles were lit, today was the candle for joy. Jesus, others, and you. We hope you will leave here tonight with the real meaning of Christmas in your hearts and minds as you listen to the words and the melodies. So we just ask you to sit back, relax, as we take you on a Christmas journey tonight. As far as announcements, anyone that hasn't been here, restrooms are up the ramp, back the hallway. You can go if you need that. There is a donation box in the back, by the back pew. If you feel your heart led to give a donation this evening. Also, this morning we handed out our Christmas treats. For those of you that weren't here this morning, we do have some left, so we invite you all on your way out. We'll have them at the back here. So please take a Christmas treat along this evening. So before we get started this evening, if you got a program, we're just going to follow the program along, and at the end we will finish up with Silent Night. If you got a little candle or if you'd like to get one, we have a box of them in the back. And we will be doing that a cappella tonight. So before we get started, I'd like to lead us in prayer so if we all could bow our heads, please. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. We come to you with loving and thankful hearts to celebrate the birth of Jesus. You came as a babe in a manger, and you died on that old rugged cross, then rose again to give us all the chance to live and be loved by you. Our tree here in this sanctuary tonight is the resemblance of that, entitled From the Cradle to the Cross. So we thank you, Lord, for your never-ending love for each of us. As we all rejoice this evening, keep your healing hand on us all and the coming week as we ask it all in your precious name. Amen. So tonight, starting us off, Maxine will have the music video. And then, as you can see on your program, we'll just go right down the line as far as the performers tonight. And we hope that you do enjoy this. I know it's an awful rainy night. Would love to see more people here, but I know that the weather does hold them back. But we're glad that you're here, and we hope that you will have the love of Christ in your heart.
They sought for shelter from the cold night air.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I was thinking something today. If we could look through the life of Jesus through the eyes of Mary and what things the angel talked to her about, how she pondered them all in her heart, how that she saw him born, she also saw him crucified, but she also saw him rise again. And one day we're all going to meet our Savior. And how will we see him? Hallelujah. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save her sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you'll deliver will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you kiss the little baby, you've kissed the face of God. Mary, did you know? Oh, Mary. The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak, the praises of the Lamb. Oh, Mary, did you know that your baby boy was Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? And the sleeping child you're holding is the great I am. Oh, Mary, did you know? Oh, Mary, did you know?
I hope it's going to be loud enough. Alright. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Just so you know, I am a little nervous. This is the first time I have sung since I had my my neck surgery. So just bear with me, please. A merry little Christmas, let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas, make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. A merry little Christmas now.
the fates allow, hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
Oh, my goodness. Y'all are laughing, but I did just turn 62. Feels like a lifetime ago when I was 20. My brain still wants me to be 20. My body said, you're 80. And they war all the time. It's crazy. But anyway, so I'm really excited to be here. I'm always excited. I've shared with a million people that this is one of my favorite times. Like, I just love being in this church. I love everything about this church. So, you are the second set of people I've shared this brand new song with. And so I'm very excited. Some of you who have known me for years know I rant. I hate retail Christmas. I hate it. It's so far from what the Bible says it's supposed to be. It just makes me nuts. So every year I rant on paper. And this year I made a track out of it, and you get to hear my rant. So, Ronnie doesn't want to do the work for me. Did you see him? Just hand me that. Do it your own dang self, Crystal. I am not your slave.
I didn't want to mess it up.
I love him. And I got to see him twice this month. That's really, really exciting. Twice. I usually like to see him once a year. All right, so this song is called The Center. Because according to everything I read is there any way to take some of the tin out of this and make it more bassier? Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. Much, much better. Anyway, everything I read, Jesus was the center of this time. You see how he's in the center of all of that right there? But we don't do that. We kind of put him, and anybody who has the CD knows I wrote another one years ago called The Truth. We don't know the truth, or else we'd stop doing all of this. It's nice to have this. I'm not saying we shouldn't do this. What I'm saying is Jesus should be the reason that we do it all. So, here we go. Let's see what happens. And even if y'all don't like it, I like it enough for all of you. Shoot, I'm gonna have to do this. My words are there. Give me a reason to find you this season. Be the true light we see, shining brighter than any tree. Be the gift that is greater than anything. Center of our hearts, be our King, be our King. So please, open our eyes, so we can see you, Jesus, through the disguise. Be the
true joy we share, the love we shine everywhere. And they'll know we are yours by that love. May our true Christmas come from
better. Jerry laughed at me the other day and says, I know you like to hide behind that. I said, I do. I do like to be right behind there hiding. But not today. Not today.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
This song that I want to do for you tonight is one of my favorite songs of mine. It's very touching song, and it's called Bright Shining Star.
They didn't own a house,
their love for the child they were anticipating. He was born one winter night on a road between two towns. He wrapped him up so warm and tight, said it looks like heaven's come down. There's a new here, my daughter wanted me to do this song. It's called It Wasn't His Child.
Wasn't here. number one.
I own it. All right. Have to keep you guys entertained.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
You're still awake, eh? I'll fix that. Jerry said to me, Would you mind saying a few words during the evening service? And I think I said to Jerry, what exactly do you mean by a few words? Because when you say to the pastor, would you like to say something? The pastor is going to say, what's he going to say?
Sure.
Yes, of course. How long do I have? Got an hour? And I didn't say that. I didn't want to frighten Jerry. But I was thinking about the remarks I wanted to make tonight. Everybody thinks about Mary and Jesus. We focus on that. How many of us have ever taken a thought to Joseph? You know, Joseph is kind of the fifth wheel in the nativity story. And he really shouldn't be. Because somebody had to be there for Jesus. Not just his mom. The angels weren't going to be there all the time. Somebody had to be there every single day and night and day and night and teach him a trade and show him how to grow up and how to be a man. How to be a good Jew. How to be a human being. And we say, well, God went to great lengths to make sure that he got the perfect mother for Jesus. And we say that as though Joseph was like, well, you know, who's next? You know. But God went to great lengths to find the right person to be the foster father of the Son of God. You say, what do you mean the foster father? I can speak from experience. Those of you who are not regular attenders here do not know. But my wife and I were foster parents for 16 years for 74 children of all ages.
Wow.
Some for a few days, some for a few years. It's tough life being a foster parent sometimes. This kid gets dropped into your life. You don't know anything about them. The caseworker says, all I know is we took them, Child Protective Services took them out of this and such a situation. And, you know, they're upset because they're not with their family and we don't know what's going to happen. And here, you do what you've got to do. Our first foster placement was a 16-year-old mother with a week-old baby. We had her a month. She started taking sharp knives out of the drawer and trying to carve herself up. She needed help that we couldn't give. But one by one, children came and went. Sometimes they came in groups. We had three sisters for 2 years. Loved those girls to pieces. Later, I buried one of them when she was just 26. Still talk to her youngest sister to this day. We had a boy. He wouldn't be a boy anymore now. Now he's pushing 40. And I wonder what happened to him. And we'll never know until we get to be with the Lord. But we were trusted with people's children. And God the Father trusted Jesus into Joseph's care. And Joseph was a righteous, pure man, just as his wife was a righteous and pure woman. God chose well when he chose Joseph. But you know that conversation between God and Joseph, which is found in Matthew chapter 1. Mary has already had the conversation with the man who is that she's to be married to.
And I'll leave you women who've had to tell your husbands. Oh, by the way, the stork is coming to pay us a visit. And you're not quite sure how your husband is going to react when he hears the news. Mary had this conversation with Joseph, and Joseph is like, whoa, wait a minute. This is a whole lot more than I bargained for. But because he loved Mary, and because he was a decent human being, he was trying to figure out a way to get away from the shame and the stain of Mary on his family's name. He could have had her stoned to death, but he didn't want to do that. And so he went to bed, but couldn't sleep. How many of us have ever gone to bed, but your brain will not let you go to sleep? And he's laying there, and the scripture tells us that he had a dream. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said, Joseph, don't be afraid. By the way, read your Bible sometime and see how many times when an angel appears, the first words out of his mouth is, don't be afraid. But he says, don't be afraid to take Mary, your wife, because she is part of God's plan, and so are you. And each of you has a role to play. The child that she has within her body and is growing now is conceived of the Holy Spirit. And he will be completely and utterly holy. And you get to name him Jesus. And oh, by the way, your job is to raise him. Your job is to raise him. Have you ever asked yourself a question? Did Joseph ever have to spank the Son of God? Did he ever have to say to Jesus, stop pulling the cat's tail? Who knows? But we know that Jesus was fully human and fully divine at the same time. He probably had his moments. Just like your children had their moments. And your grandchildren had their moments. The only difference between children and grandchildren is if it's grandchildren, you just let them do what they want. Mom and Dad can take care of that when they get home. Joseph had an awesome responsibility. And he said yes. All he needed to know was that God was at work, that God was doing something that he didn't understand, but God was enough for him to do it, to obey. Now, is God enough for you to hear what he wants and to obey? Because after all, God is not done using people. You are among some of the ones he wants to use now. You women are not going to bear the Son of God. You men are not going to have to be the foster father of the Son of God. But you are living witnesses, not just at Christmas, not just at Easter, in the middle of the dog days of August, in the freezing cold of February, at work, at home, at play. God says to you, don't be afraid. I have a plan. Will you sign on?
Oh, amen.
Thank you.
The song I chose tonight is entitled One Bright Star, and as we can see, the star is a main part also in this Christmas season. And Cheyenne, thank you so much for getting the music together. Appreciate that.
true story. All right, y'all. Say a real quick prayer that this works. I almost called you at like 5. You're like, can you get this song for me?
I surely would have gone on the internet.
I
Okay, good. Just checking.
Just wanted to make sure.
All right, let's see here. All right. I don't know if anybody can hear me or not, but we're going to try this. You can hear it okay?
Yes.
All right, we're going to put the music up at the other microphone then and see how this works out. Okay, so when I decided to sing tonight, I had a choice of a couple of songs, and the first song that I chose was a no-brainer because it's actually the first song that I ever sang as a child in church as a solo. So, here we go.
Danny, we're all God's children.
Amen.
Pom-pom. Our newborn king to see pa-rum-pa-pom-pom. Our finest gifts we bring pa-rum-pa-pom-pom. To lay before the king pa-rum-pa-pom-pom. Rum-pa-pom-pom. Rum-pa-pom-pom. Honor him, pa-rum-pa-pom-pom, when we come. Little baby, pa-rum-pa-pom-pom, I am a poor boy too, pa-rum-pa-pom-pom. I have no gift to bring, pa-rum-pa-pom-pom. That's it to give our king, pa-rum-pa-pom-pom. Rum-pa-pom-pom, rum-pa-pom-pom. Shall I play for you, pa-rum-pa-pom-pom, or my drum?
did, but I'm not going to use them. Well, maybe. I don't know. We'll see. I did this song. I wrote this song on Black Friday. I still can't figure out why people don't think about the words Black Friday. Why do they get excited? It's Black Friday, but that particular Black Friday, it was really crazy because I actually was the one and only time I went somewhere, and a fight accrued at the Walmart in Frederick. It was in the papers. It was ridiculous. Thought never again. But I was up early enough that I was sitting there and I was contemplating, and I just, because of that situation, I just really wanted to Jesus to know that, you know, I don't have much to give you, as in the song that we just heard, but be my king. So I wrote this song, and I swear, it's just me, I swear that every time I sing it, God says, excuse me one second. That's what I believe. So, you guys listen with him, because I know he's listening. This is the one we got to turn up.
Will you be mine?
that's next. So, anyway, amen. Merry Christmas. Is it you, Ronnie?
I guess it's my turn.
That's a good thing. Oh, well, there it is. I couldn't find somebody looking for this for about 30 minutes. Oh,
called There's a New Kid in Town.
Oh, yes! Can I say that before you sing? Absolutely, man! That's my song!
I love that song!
I'm gonna love it even better because Ronnie's singing it.
I've heard that a king might come
You want us to get over there?
Yes.
Both of us?
Because both of us can't do this. And he says, if it doesn't, if you're not writing, and nobody can hear you. Well, I wanted to hear you.
I want to hear you too. Yes.
All right.
We all want to hear you.
As long as Jesus hears me. And he smiles. That's the most important thing to me. Okay, you ready? Can you guys hear us? No?
We'll
yes?
See.
Maybe? Can you hear me now? Yes, Crystal, shut up and sing. We hear you fine. Okay, how about if we do this? Can you hear us now? Okay. No, we didn't. All right, here we go. Let's do it.
Thank you.
my paper. My paper's been up here the whole time. Then I found it and left it down there. What is wrong with me? Oh, my goodness. Thank goodness he loves me. Woo!
We're going to do one more song as our finale this evening. This is not rehearsed. This has just been put upon. I just felt it in my heart that I thought we all should be together that helped out this evening and do this song together. But I do want to thank, first of all, our Lord and Savior.
Amen. Amen. Jesus.
If it wasn't for him, we wouldn't be here. And second, thank you all for coming tonight, because if it wasn't for you all here.
Thank you. Thank you.
But I always like to thank the ones that participate, and they're always stand behind me year after year. Maxine always finds the most beautiful videos, and we really appreciate that.
Woo! That was nice.
Ronnie is outstanding, and
what were we doing at that?
Helped us with not only the music, but you know, setting up and getting us all squared away here. We couldn't do it without him, and we appreciate that. Bradley, we appreciate always. Danny, welcome aboard. I said.
You did.
We're glad to have you.
Good job.
Teresa and Crystal, well, they're the backbone. Hey, so.
They make great members of the choir.
Keep intense. But really, we do appreciate you all coming tonight. I know the weather was not the best, but we have to come out and foresee the real meaning of what Christmas is, and we hope that you carry that on throughout the season and the whole year. So we're going to close tonight, which has been a song that I've always done for the candlelight service, but I thought it was better to have them doing along this year. And it goes out to you all as well, Angels Among Us. From somewhere up above, they come to you.
I'm so proud of you.
You did a wonderful job today. Wonderful.
We're going to ask Brother Ed to come forward and just give us some closing remarks and a closing prayer. And after he's finished, we're going to dim these lights and do Silent Night a cappella. I'll lead you off. You know the song.
Actually, you won't.
Why?
Because I'm going to.
Oh, great.
There's a story behind that.
Oh.
Okay. Well, there you go. Nothing like the pastor telling you what to do.
I like that.
Yes, me too.
What you don't know, of course, Jerry, is that the first church that I attended when I was saved only sang four-part a cappella harmony. And so one of the first jobs that they gave me as a 15-year-old young man in church was, one Sunday morning, my Sunday school teacher took me by the hand, and at that time we had a Sunday school opening where some of you may remember, you would have a song and you'd have a prayer and then you'd go off to your classes.
Yep.
And my Sunday school teacher took me in hand, he said, here's the song book, here's the song, here's the pitch pipe, blow it, start, and everyone will follow you. So, being 15 years old and looking at people from this end for the first time is very scary. But I grew to love it. I love being a song leader. And since we're going to sing a cappella, I'm going to be the song leader.
Good,
good. If we were going to do everything that I really wanted to do, I would do something really old-fashioned. And that church at that time was in Berks County, Pennsylvania, for those of you who don't know anything about it. But, gesprochen Deutsch. We speak the German, we speak the Pennsylvania Dutch. And so every year at Christmas, we would sing the first verse of Silent Night in German.
Yes! Awesome!
Do you know it?
I know most of it.
That doesn't count. You have to know all of it. But I won't.
It's true.
I won't inflict that on all of you.
Oh, it's beautiful.
But, Stillenacht, Heilige Nacht, alle Schlecht einzubach is beautiful, beautiful music, just as Franz Gruber wanted it to be sung. Anyway, enough of the musical lecture. We're going to sing Silent Night. We're going to sing two verses. I'll help you with the second verse that we're going to sing, because you can't read in the dark. So turn your candles on.
Oh, oops.
You got one?
I don't. Here. Well, thank you.
Turn your candles on, and we're going to pray, and then we're going to sing.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you for this time of remembering your Son's coming to the world for our behalf, born to be our King, born to be our Savior. Tonight we remember you, just like we do every day, but at Christmas it's a little more special because we get to sing to you. Tonight, Lord, thank you for the gifts of music that have been shared with us. And now as we lift our hearts and voices, be pleased with our praises.
Silent night,
stand.
Holy night. Holy.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Stay going home.